This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast, and he's running for president. Jason Stanek, J-A-S-O-N-S-T-A-N-E-K, 2020.com. If you'd like to peruse the website and consider casting your opinion for Jason Stanek. Really interesting platform. Today, Rich Sheban's with us. Rich Sheban, live in Montana. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vincent. And no, I didn't mention cars, but I'm going to still ask how you're doing today.
just fine, Rich. I'd like to try something that with your agreement. I would like to do an opening monologue about Selection Day, just a few minutes, and then I really have some things that I absolutely have to take care of. And I'd like to slip away. Would that be okay with you?
Oh, you know it's okay. I only have about 16 days worth of material, so you're good to go.
Okay. And in class, here's, you know, USA Prepares is a live broadcast. There are many broadcasts that are not live. They appear to be live. Now, every once in a while, we will do a rerun for technical reasons or other reasons, but we are live almost all the time. Now, some broadcasts are pre-recorded. Remember Car Talk? Well, it sounded like it was live and had callers. That was all pre-recorded, edited, and then set up for play as if it were real. Well, I mean really live. Well, in our case, we are live. So when we're on the air, we do not pre-record anything. And so I just want to let you know. So no calls today and no calls tomorrow. Gwyneth Isaacs will be with us live tomorrow. And on Thursday, you can call in. And on Friday, you can call in. But for today and tomorrow, no calls, please. So today is Selection Day. It's a day in which one-third of Republicans feel that violence is acceptable to reach their political goals. And one-third of Democrats feel the same way, that violence is acceptable to them. A day in which 77% of Americans are expecting election violence to ensue. A day in which a perimeter fence has been erected to protect the White House from violence and close-up threats. A day in which stores are boarded up in cities all across the nation to protect their plate glass windows and to protect their merchandise. A day in which government buildings are boarded up. A day in which thousands of National Guard troops have been deployed in cities throughout America. A day in which the likelihood of a criminal conspirator with ties to foreign nations could be picked as our CEO, and half of Americans are supporting that candidate. A day in which Americans see a day that would bring more Americans to understand how corrupt the system really is. The border wall has not been built. The swamp has not been drained. And the president who promised that he would has been surrounded by treason, sedition, espionage, corruption, and that he can't do those things. He has been put in a figurative straitjacket. He and the Treasury Secretary promised relief funds, huge, that'd be spelled with a U, huge, relief funds, and they're not here. Is that the fault of the president. It's the fault of all of Washington, D.C. All of it. Had the president delivered on his promise with the second round of relief funds, he would have been reselected today. Had the media not supported the Biden cartel, the activities with sex and drugs and alcohol and recklessness and carelessness of the man that Jumpin' Joe is so proud of, his son, had the media not suppressed that information, the president would be reselected. Had the public training camp actually educated our children, as they promised they would, Americans would be smart enough to be able to read and vote and cast their opinion intelligently. But the corruption has taken over, and it's omnipresent. May God help us. Rich?
Well, I'll address what you just said about violence, a.k.a. riots, later on in the show. And I'm going to use some personal examples. Let me tell you why we use personal examples.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me jump off now, and I'll be listening. Is that okay with you?
Vince, if you have farm work to do, you go ahead and do it, buddy.
Okay.
I got it covered.
Hey, Rich, thank you so much. Class, and this is proof positive of who Rich Sheban is. Just jumping in like this at a moment's notice, well, less than a moment. I really appreciate it. Class, the faculty of USA Prepares, I believe, is the finest in the world. I really mean that. People with courage, people with integrity, people with honesty, people with backbone, that's who we are. Rich, thanks so much. I'm going to drop off. Jason, he won't be able to take calls today and no calls tomorrow. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Class, I'll see you tomorrow.
Have a good day, Vince. All right, folks. The reason why I do this, and I appreciate the kind words from Vince, is because as an American, I feel it's so important right now that Americans stick up for America. We're not just voting for our country, for the USA. We are voting for the leader of the free world. I cannot tell you how many people I am in contact with around the world, people, articles I read. There's a lot of people, the bottom 93%, the poor and the middle class, what's left of the middle class, around the world, the people who want freedom, liberty, want their voices heard, want rule of law, want to be able to control at least some of their destiny for their future. Everybody is rooting for Donald Trump right now around the world. All the little people who read and research, who don't let the manufactured perception of ideology stand in their way. You know, I'm just going to, as you know, I do a lot of what Vince calls news in a flash. And basically it's articles since the last few days since I've been on the air that have come out. All published articles in the public domain. And I say that because some of these articles are just too hard to believe it's true. But this first article right here says it all. Governor Whitmer, it's actually written government, but it should be governor. Whitmer orders restaurants take names of customers for contact tracing or face fines and jail time. Now, let's go back in time over the past almost 4 years. Actually, before that, when Donald Trump was running, what did you hear besides all the fake dossiers and the fake Mueller trial and the fake Russia, the fake Ukraine. Basically, all the things the left said that the right and Donald Trump did have actually, it's been proven that they've done it. But yet the FBI and the DOJ, and we've given hundreds of these articles that show that they're all caught up in the bought and paid for system, in the blackmail system. How many times have you heard Donald Trump being called a Nazi. Well, what about this article I just mentioned that just came out a few days ago? Governor Whitmer, you can look it up for those of you who have not read this, and I bet the majority of this audience has. Governor Whitmer orders restaurants to take names of customers for contact tracing or face fines in jail. Is there anything more Nazi, authoritarian, totalitarian, communistic, socialistic, tyrannical, dictatorship, fascist than that? Everything that they say we are, they have been doing because of their audacity and arrogance, because they control the national media. And I've mentioned these before, but which side, left or right, does not want citizen journalists? Which side wants to control the information in the media? It's the Nazi left. Which side wants to control the police? Get rid of all the good cops and bring in the brown shirts. It's the left. Which side wants to get rid of due process? That means basically no rule of law. You can be charged for anything, any crime, and you don't have the opportunity and the right to prove that they're wrong. Do you remember that Blasey Ford? Remember the Kavanaugh effect, right? You know, Brett Kavanaugh will forever be known as a gang rapist. No, he didn't just go out and rape women. He got other men together. That's what a gang rapist means. And what was this whole theater about? Even though every woman but one, which is that Blasey Ford, admitted that they lied. Using group identity politics, what was the whole process, what was the whole point of this Kavanaugh effect, as it's called today? It's to get rid of due process. It's to create different rules, laws, and accountability for different groups. That's why they call it group identity politics or identity politics. It doesn't matter if all these countless females came forward with phony rape hoaxes. There's no accountability for these people. That's called the elimination of due process. Who wants to create government schools and are anti-homeschool, anti-parents controlling the curriculum? It's the left. Who wants to eliminate private property and the Fourth Amendment, where the so-called police or brown shirts can invade people's private property? It's the left. Who wants to do strip searches like TSA? It's the left. Who's paid off the lawyers and judges and courts to sell out the people in the name of justice? It's the left. And how about all the voter fraud and election fraud that we've given articles for over months? Months. All by the left for the benefit of the Democrat Party. People, we need to act like citizens who expect government to work for us and not turn themselves into an untouchable mafia. It has to be the other way around. The government has to be smaller, less corrupt, less elite controlled, less incorporated, less manipulative, less anti-constitutional.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheben sitting in for Vincent Finelli. He's catching up on some farming today. He was here earlier, and he had to get some stuff done, so I'm going to sit in for the rest of the show. And Vince, when he left, he did a little monologue on violence, on riots. And obviously, no one should be a proponent of violence and riots because it's against the rule of law. Now, I want to, and the reason why I'm going to mention a personal story here, and I've done this on the air before, is because of the fact that no one's going to do it for us. The mainstream media is only going to say derogatory things about us, discredit us, delegitimize us, because they, all they care about is controlling the narrative. All they care about is swaying public opinion. All they care about is manufacturing the perception of pity, guilt, and whatever ideology sells their template, blueprint, playbook, flowchart for the destruction of America. And I'm not just saying this off the cuff. I've given hundreds of articles on this show and others proving this, the race baiting, basically the distractions, the dumbing down, and the dividing by groups. We've talked about group identity politics and basically the media propaganda, professional wordsmithing, subliminal messaging and Hegelian dialectic that goes along with it. We've discussed how the powers that be are insulting the work ethic, ability, intelligence of all these people from all these different groups, and saying that certain groups can't compete. Certain groups, their work is suboptimal, which only degrades and disrespects the people of the United States. And it never empowers that individual, that group, or the nation. When you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, you destroy America from within. You make people submissive. You make them break their will. Rewarding with mediocrity, or because of mediocrity, only limits opportunity and knowledge. It turns our country into a diminishing returns. So the reason why I'm going to mention a personal story, which I have before, but I'm going to do it now, and it's a dovetail of violence. And where I'm going with this is we need Plan Bs in America because things are so corrupt, so manipulative, and the powers that be don't care about what group you're in. They don't care about these words that they throw out all the time, like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity. It means nothing. They use these words to pull us apart, to create infighting and chaos, which is what violence and riots is, or subsets of. Now, when I mention personal stories, just like pretty much everybody in the alternative media does, it's because that's where the credibility comes from. Because I want you to think about what happened with Donald Trump. Russia, 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 the Mueller trial, the fake P dossier, paid for by Hillary Clinton, the DNC, all this proven, all this declassified. Never mind Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and I'm going to mention a few more articles regarding that, regarding the pedophilia, the torture to young prepubescent girls, all this stuff. The reason why we mention personal stories is because everything that comes out of the mainstream media, Hollywood, and the powers that be to control the narrative, basically the multi-gazillionaires, the people who have theirs and don't want you to have yours, is because they count on second-hand, third-hand, fourth-hand information, rumors, gossip, hearsay. That's what President Trump dealt with. He dealt with multiple coups against the sitting president. He was spied on by the past president and Hillary Clinton, all proven, all declassified, and no one's doing a thing. If it was the other way around, President Trump and his family would be in the who's gal long ago. We'll be right back after this break, folks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We've all envisioned Election Day 2020. With all the information being thrown about by both presidential candidates, America will now have the final answer. If you haven't already done so, get out and do your civic duty, as today is the day. Join USA Radio News' Tim Berg as he heads up our panel of experts election night, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on USA Radio News. It took only 24 hours for Eta to go from tropical storm to a Category 4 hurricane and is likely to reach Category 5 as it approaches Nicaragua. Current sustained winds are nearing 150 miles an hour. Flooding, landslides, and nearly 3 feet of rain in portions of Central America can be expected through the week before the projection of Hurricane Eta moves back into the Caribbean, making a U-turn through Guatemala and Belize. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Vice President Mike Pence was interviewed on USA Radio Network's Wayne Allen Root Show on Monday.
Wayne Allen Root, I believe you're right about the American people. Look, this is a freedom-loving nation. I know I'm talking to the capitalist evangelist, and I mean, people in this country believe in free enterprise. We believe in freedom. And I think what President Trump has done in this campaign, and all of us have endeavored to do, has been breaking through over the last month. It's really exposing. Joe Biden is going to be nothing more than a Trojan horse for the radical left. You've already got Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders angling for seats on the cabinet table. He's endorsed a $4 trillion tax increase, a $2 trillion Green New Deal. I mean, people who listen to this program just deserve to know that, the American economy is getting back on its feet, based on the strong free market stands this president took when he cut taxes, rolled back regulation, unleashed American energy, fought for free and fair trade, and all the recovery and relief efforts that we provided to families and businesses. Joe Biden is talking about raising taxes, burying us in an avalanche of regulation, and shutting down the economy again. I don't think the American people are having it. I think the American people love freedom, and I think that's why you're seeing people rally to the cause of re-electing President Trump.
USA Radio News election coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's going to be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Flash it.
God, you're take my when you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Rich Sheeman sitting in for Vince for the rest of the show, and I was going to talk about personal experiences, which I've done before, but I'm going to do it again, regarding Plan Bs that's so necessary today. Now, when I was a young man growing up in the metropolitan area of New York City, I had this dream to come to the Northern Rockies, live off the land, work in nature. I wanted to work outdoors. It didn't work out that way, but I always had Plan Bs. In fact, I'm probably on plan LMNOP right now. But my plan A was to get on board with the New York City Fire Department. I had a lot of close friends there and the New York City Police, and I was going to work 20 years, get on at 19, retire at 39, come out to Montana and do my thing. Well, that was the year that the women's groups of New York sued the city because they could not pass the test. They could not pass the test. So they felt entitled to play the victim group status card, demanding to lower the bars, the standards, and expectations for a job based on what group they were in. So, again, delegitimizing work, hard work, proven results, qualifications no longer matter, which helps doubt their own value while creating an economic black hole for our nation. So my next plan B was to get a degree in forestry. I went to the National Forest Service for an interview with a degree in forestry. They told me they would not hire me as a white male. They hired two girls sitting in the waiting room, fresh out of high school, no experience, no education. Again, demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on the entitled feeling of playing the victim group status card. So, and I'm going through time. And by the way, everybody says, well, Rich, that stuff has only been that way for like 20 years. No. When I was 19, trying to get on board the New York City Fire Department, benching 365 pounds, which I know doesn't sound like much today, but I could carry most people up a ladder, they basically said, unless you have veteran credits, right now, because of this lawsuit, it's going to be very difficult to get on. So, anyway, moving forward in time, that was 1979, and when I got my forest degree, it was around 1982. This stuff's been happening, like, for 50 years plus. This isn't a new 20-year phenomenon. Now, when I worked for Big Pharma, GlaxoSmithKline, I was diagnosed with spinal stenosis. I did everything to hide my diagnosis, so it wasn't on paper yet. I asked to work as a part-time job share, basically asking for a demotion. Human resources for GlaxoSmithKline told me that that job was for females only. I contacted and consulted with 30 different attorneys. They told me that I did not have enough group self-pity points to sue. They told me that if I was a female, I would have had a $10 million settlement by the end of the day. So again, they were hiring females straight off the street, some with no experience, to be part-time job shares with other existing female employees. Again, lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job, because they were bringing in people with way less experience, way less qualifications, and way less proven results than I had. So, my point of this story is, I didn't riot. I didn't murder anybody. I didn't burn houses down or people's businesses. I just kept moving on to plan Bs. And now I live in a log cabin, and for those of you who have read the book, I'm not lying, I can prove it all. That's dry, which means I don't have traditional running water or flushing toilets. I live with a wood cook stove that's heating my cabin right now. I grow my own produce, hunt my own meat, catch my own fish. I do a little trapping. I harvest firewood for heat. And I try to be as self-sufficient as I possibly can. So, do I enjoy this lifestyle? Absolutely. And now that I'm 60 years old, will I be able to do this forever? Probably not. But I don't have a choice because of political correctness and all the subsets underneath political correctness. See, when you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job because of what victim group status you have, you eliminate all opportunities for your country. When you demand, the same people who are delegitimizing work demands that the people who are affected and targeted have no protection, rights, or restitution under the rule of law. You are changing the rule of law with precedence. So you have eliminated any validity or credibility regarding the rule of law. And what else have you done? You've enabled and protected the most corrupt companies and industries in the country and the world. So you destroy capitalism, enforce fraud, enforce illegitimacy and fascism, and create more wealth inequality, and give these companies liability immunity. So when you go out there and you're so worked up by subjective emotional opinion and not objective facts, and you stick up for your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun, you're no longer America. And you're also giving free lunch to the elite. So the wealth redistribution and the precedence to eliminate protection, rights, and restitution on the rule of law is in favor of the big corporations and big government. While they're using divide and conquer strategies against us. While these people who not only eliminated the rule of law, who sold out to the highest bidder. And all these people care about at the top, especially the mainstream media in Hollywood, is manufacturing the perception of their own self-importance and self-preservation. And so too many people don't see past the double standards and hypocrisies and the brainwashing that's going on. Now, when I talked about GlaxoSmithKline not giving me an opportunity for a demotion, despite my experience and my numbers and my proven results and qualifications, I want you to listen to some of these articles I'm about to mention. And think about the corporate feudalism that exists in America today. It's basically a system with government help that replaces everything logical and legal with big corporations with no accountability. And they consolidate all power, money, and control. So this is why you always hear these words that I try to mention as often as possible. Controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, conspiracy theory, intolerant, violent, hater, anti-this, ism, that, ist. Phobe. I mean, how often do these words even mean anything anymore? Anti-ism is phobe. That's all we hear. Well, I want you to think about this company, GlaxoSmithKline, along with this industry who wants to create vaccines for you. And because of the fact that you've demanded no protection rights or restitution on the rule of law for people who have been targeted, guess what? You've given them liability immunity. So listen up. GlaxoSmithKline settles price feud, or fraud, pardon me, lawsuits with 40 states. GlaxoSmithKline to pay $750 million to settle whistleblower lawsuit for tainted drugs. GlaxoSmithKline engaged in bribery, corruption planet-wide. GlaxoSmithKline fined nearly $500 million for criminal bribery of doctors, hospitals in China. GlaxoSmithKline creates monstrous 6-in-1 vaccine jab specifically for children developing in developing countries. Pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline to pay $120 million for fraudulent pill-pushing practices. This is the industry, folks, that's teaming up with Bill Gates, the man who's calling for depopulation. GlaxoSmithKline fined less than $100,000 for killing 14 babies during vaccine trials. And you want to give liability immunity to this company and this industry? GlaxoSmithKline pleads guilty to criminal fraud charges, pays massive $3 billion in fines. This is the company that defrauded Medicare and Medicaid out of billions of dollars. Think about that. Billions of dollars. So think, when your Medicare and Social Security becomes worthless and the purchasing power is non-existent, GlaxoSmithKline is largely responsible for this. Not to mention Bill Clinton replacing Social Security with IOUs and Congress constantly dipping into Social Security funds. GlaxoSmithKline begins testing experimental Ebola vaccines in West Africans. GlaxoSmithKline admits to criminal pharma fraud and $3 billion case. I'm not making this up, folks. Go on naturalnews.com. There's a patriot by the name of Mike Adams who reads and researches, extremely intelligent. I'm getting this from one site. One site. One site. Can you imagine if I started digging? GlaxoSmithKline now admits executives involved in criminal bribery days after denials. Yet another vaccine failure. Widely hyped GlaxoSmithKline cancer vaccine fails in clinical trials. Folks, I'm reading that GlaxoSmithKline is going in part of the way with other companies for vaccines. Do you want this company to be involved in any vaccines? Really? Really? GlaxoSmithKline accused of secretive clinical trials of antibiotics, bizarre demands for control over results. GlaxoSmithKline deliberately hid evidence of Avandia harm, says Senate report. GlaxoSmithKline dumps polio virus into Belgian rivers used for swimming and fish. I can't even make this stuff up. U.S. media blackout. Italian courts rule vaccine cause autism. This is a GlaxoSmithKline product, and they're paying out $63 million to vaccine victims. Do you know that there's a secret court? A secret court for vaccine victims? You want to give liability protection and immunity to this industry? GlaxoSmithKline closes pharmaceutical plant after deadly Legionnaires bacteria found contaminating facility. GlaxoSmithKline bribery admission ensnares celebrity Dr. Drew and other physicians. Anybody could be bought off. GlaxoSmithKline reportedly threatened diabetes expert over Avandia warnings. FBI slaps vaccine manufacturer for ongoing bacterial contamination. Guess which company that is. Vaccine causes autism. Confidential document from corrupt drug company. Guess which company that is. I could not sue this company because the lawyers involved and the judges involved in this corporate feudalism system said I didn't have enough group self-pity points.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, folks. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Finelli. And I was talking about GlaxoSmithKline. I was talking about the illegitimacy and lack of credibility with the pharmaceutical industry. In this climate that we live in, and I don't mean climate change or anything like that. I mean the climate where we have no rule of law, where hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications no longer matter, where if you feel entitled to play the victim group status card before because of what group you come in, you're in, the fact that work has been delegitimized, the fact that certain people have no protection rights or restitution on the rule of law. Do you really want to take vaccines, especially from an industry who's requiring liability immunity? Now, think about those articles that I mentioned that was on naturalnews.com just before the break. Think about if that was you as an individual, a household, or a small business. Think about if you did 1/100th of those behaviors. No, never mind would you be demonetized like a lot of patriots have been, as myself. I mean, my caller ID shows up at different numbers when I try and call out. They've totally demonetized me from commerce, and that's one of the reasons I live this way. But that's okay, because it really is for our country, and that's what it's all about. But think about going back to vaccines. You know, the CDC and a lot of other organizations have admitted that most flu vaccines and vaccines in general contain MSG, mercury, formaldehyde, aluminum, all potent neurotoxic chemicals and heavy metals. Now, think about the heavy metals in the technology that we have with nanotechnology and heavy metals. Think about the fact that we will be human antennas, especially if we're living in urban suburban America where there's 5G. They've admitted that GMO changes our DNA. They've admitted this technology will change our DNA. Is it curious to you that the patent number is 060606. Is it curious to you that the NIH and the CDC are not federal at all? They're private, incorporated organizations. You know, we hear a lot of propaganda, hear a lot of let's hold the narrative, let's pay people off, let's blackmail them in the name of what's good for the people, what's best for humanity. It's not that at all. One thing that we've done on this show is proven many, many, many thousands of times how equality, fairness, and tolerance and diversity are just part of the propaganda hoax talking heads. They don't care about that. They don't care about your group. They care about moving money from your pocket to the elite for the purpose of control, funds, and power. When you hear about all these manufactured perceptions, oh, wash your hands. It's not about washing your hands. It's about washing your mind. It's about brainwashing. That's what it's all about. So what I'm going to do now, folks, as always, I have more articles than I have time to discuss. So I'm going to do what Vince calls news in a flash, and we'll see how many I can get through. First article, or next article, Wall Street banks and their employees now officially lean Democrat. What do you think that is, folks? And pardon my comments here, but when you really look at the central banks, the Fed, the IMF, the Bank of International Settlements, the World Bank, the UN, the CFR, the six big U.S. banks, Deutsche Bank, which is broke, it's all about future control of our lands, our food, our regulations, our ports, our transportation, our people, our armies. The UN owns a lot of this stuff. The World Bank, Rothschild Bank of London, and Berlin, and the Federal Reserve Bank, the Bank of Paris, the Bank of Italy, Bank of Hamburg, Amsterdam, Chase Manhattan, Rockefeller Bank of New York, Goldman Sachs. That's just some of the people who control some of these entities. It has nothing to do with what's for the people. It's everything to do about controlling commerce to manage and control the people. That means you have no, and we've proven on this show many times, the rule of law won't help you. The corrupt system won't help you because they're protecting big corporations, the big corporate oligarchies, and the most corrupt portion of government. That's why they want liability immunity. That's why they are controlling the wealth inequality of the money going from the bottom 93% to the top 1% to 2%. Really appreciate you being here, folks. We'll be back. Great.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.